James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
The cultural and political left in America cares about one issue above all others.
If I told you and described what was happening, you would naturally assume that what I'm talking about is the experiments and the inhumane treatment of humans by the Nazis. But this is America. This is 21st century America.
Discover how the left conspires to confuse you while advancing abortion on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. The political left in America is about abortion. Period. End of story. That's why our Supreme Court nominations are now fights to the death, and why the Democrat Party will expel any politician who dares to be pro-life. On today's program, you'll see just how far they are willing to go in pursuit of their grisly agenda. And we'll expose a fraudulent tactic the left is now using to try to fool you. As we begin, America was shocked 5 years ago by a series of undercover videos documenting that Planned Parenthood was engaged in illegally trafficking baby body parts. But instead of prosecuting the ghouls at Planned Parenthood, the radical left has prosecuted the Christian whistleblowers who filmed the videos, costing them enormous legal fees and facing jail time. And do you know who has led that charge? Vice President Kamala Harris and Secretary of Health and Human Services nominee Javier Becerra. Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb brings us this report.
Yeah, and so if we alter our process and we are able to obtain intact fetal cadavers, then we can make it part of the budget that any dissections are this, and splitting the specimens into different shipments is this. I mean, it's all just a matter of line items.
It's almost like they're talking about hamburger and dividing it up so everybody's got enough patties. But they're talking about human beings made in the image of God.
What is happening through these videos of the Center for Medical Progress is God is pulling back the curtain, and he's speaking to this generation in a way that they communicate by video.
In 2015, a series of undercover videos produced by the Center for Medical Progress documented that Planned Parenthood was secretly involved in trafficking baby body parts.
Our phones are ringing off the hook of women who are going, wait a minute, it's one thing for me to have aborted my child, but I didn't know I was selling my baby's parts. I want nothing to do with that. Help me with this. I'm having nightmares.
The two people who produced these undercover videos were David DeLeiden and his colleague Sandra Merritt.
Sandra Merritt is a mother and a grandmother, and she was compelled to reveal the truth of what was going on regarding Planned Parenthood, so she did investigations.
And then, but like I said, always as many intact livers as possible. People just want
livers.
People want lower extremities too, which that's simple. I mean, that's easy. I don't know what they're doing with it. I guess they want muscle.
And they communicated to Planned Parenthood officials and organ procurement companies and videotaped the conversations. And what came out of these conversations is shocking. As a result of what came out in these videos about literally harvesting, selecting babies for extraction of intact baby body parts, creating abortion techniques to abort babies that are fully alive and extracting their hearts while they're still beating, splitting open their faces while they're still alive to extract intact brains and then selling those to companies that turn around and sell those body parts for up to $17,000.
And then
since the fetus was so intact, she said, okay, well, this is a really good fetus, and it looks like we can procure a lot from it. We're going to procure a brain. So, the moment I hear something, that means we're going to have to cut the head open. So, it's like, okay, so what you do is you go through the face. I'm thinking, no, I don't want to do this.
They are doing such gross practices that if I described them to you, you would think that it's Nazi Germany. Literally, taking babies alive, extracting hearts while they're still beating, keeping those hearts beating while they go to a research lab, and then getting thousands and thousands of dollars of profit over these baby body parts.
In 2015, the world was shocked when these videos came out exposing Planned Parenthood and others for trafficking in baby body parts.
And you'd think that everyone, particularly those who appreciate the law, would salute these courageous journalists who stepped forward to reveal this information. Instead, they were prosecuted by Attorney General Kamala Harris at the time.
After Kamala Harris became a senator, Xavier Becerra became the Attorney General of California.
And instead of cutting off the prosecution, he continued it with a vengeance.
And now President Biden has nominated Xavier Becerra to head up the Department of Health and Human Services, the HHS.
The fact that Xavier Becerra has a 100% rating from NARAL and Planned Parenthood shows that he is their advocate. He is the one that is going to do everything he can to further the pro-abortion cause.
I understand that Xavier Becerra has gone after nuns, trying to force them to pay for things that are against their conscience that they're refusing to do, rightfully so.
He is trying to shut these nuns down simply because they don't want to provide abortifacients through insurance policies, courtesy of Obamacare, to be able to do their ministry, to do the work that God's called them to do. David DeLayden, the journalist who stood up to the abortion industry and exposed the tyranny of the abortion industry, he's not a villain. He's a hero.
Yeah.
Xavier Becerra, he is the villain.
Both David DeLayden and Sandra Merritt are facing bankruptcy and financial ruin for daring to blow the whistle on practices that the left deems sacred.
The folks at Planned Parenthood are selling baby parts, and they have no regard for the remains of these precious babies. And they're doing it to make a profit. They're doing it to add to the bottom line of their clinics.
I think if Americans can look at these videos and harden their hearts and turn away and pretend like everything is still okay, I think there's really serious problems for our country in that regard. But I think instead what people will do is have their eyes open like never before.
It has been said that the sanctity of life is like the big E on the eye chart. Those who can't see that life is sacred can't clearly see or understand any other moral issue facing mankind.
The sanctity of life is not just some odd little view off on the side that we can ignore. It is the foundation of Western civilization.
In the powerful booklet, Life, an Inalienable Right, co-authors Dr. D. James Kennedy and Dr. Jerry Newcomb look at some of the most compelling issues surrounding the sanctity of human life. For your generous donation toward the work of this ministry, we'll send you the booklet, Life, an Inalienable Right, to help you clearly articulate and defend the sanctity of human life as the foundation for not only a Christian worldview, but for civilization itself.
As you've just seen, the left is both relentless and ruthless in their defense of abortion and the lucrative abortion industry. As always, their spiritually compromised moral compass is incapable of pointing toward truth. The left will protect a death row murderer or a spotted owl while fighting to have babies killed in the ninth month in the womb. And they will foist the outrageous lie that they are the true pro-lifers while doing so. In reality, they are in love with death, as Dr. Kennedy powerfully explains in his message, Murder, he wrote.
Our subject this morning is the Sixth Commandment. And our text would seem simple enough. Thou shalt do no murder, is what he wrote. Now, there are people who say that the Bible is like a putty nose. You can twist it any way you like, pull it or push it or turn it up or down. You can make it say anything that you want it to say. Well, I suppose there's a certain sense in which that's true of any literature. If you ignore the basic canons of interpretation, the rules of hermeneutics, the science of interpretation, I don't know if you happen to have noticed that in the new edition of Webster's Dictionary, it said very plainly, Webster's Dictionary is stupid. Did you notice that? That's what it says. You'll find Webster on the cover, dictionary under D, is under I, and stupid under S. Very clearly, it says, as any intelligent person would understand, Webster's dictionary is stupid. So you see, you can make the dictionary say anything you want it to say if you handle it in such a cavalier fashion as that. There are three basic rules. In hermeneutics, the science of interpretation, the first one is this. You examine what the text actually said. Now, when you're dealing with a translation, as we are doing with the Bible, that means that there are times when you have questionable texts, whereas though usually the English is quite accurate, there are times when you must go beyond the English, behind the curtain, as it were, of the English text, to find out what was said in the original language of the Hebrew of the Old Testament or the Greek of the New. And what we find if we look behind the Hebrew text is that God and Moses intentionally passed over 9 different Hebrew words for kill and fixed on the one word for murder, the word ratzach, which means thou shalt do no murder. Not only is this true in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, written originally in Greek, you find that this commandment is quoted a number of times, both by Christ and the apostles. And unfailingly, both Jesus Christ and his apostles pass by some 5 more general Greek words for kill, like anaireo, or apateno, or thuo, or spato, or diakridizomai, and fix on the one Greek word for murder, which is phanuo, to murder. The noun form of that is phanus, which is always a murderer. So whether you look at the Hebrew Old Testament or the Greek New Testament, you will discover that in every case it was murder that he wrote, the God who gave us the Scripture. So we must examine the text to see what it said. The second rule of interpretation or hermeneutics is to examine the immediate context in which the passage is found. Now, in the Old Testament, this commandment, like the All of the Ten Commandments is found in Exodus 20. And if we examine the context in Exodus 21, we discover that there we read such things as this: "He that smiteth a man so that he die shall surely be put to death." Or, "And he that smiteth his father or mother shall surely be put to death." Or, "And he that stealeth a man and selleth him shall surely be put to death." And in addition to those three, there are three other texts in that very next chapter after the Ten Commandments, the 21st chapter of Exodus, where God gives specific instructions that most surely he shall be put to death. Now, it is absolutely incredible, beyond belief, that God could, in one chapter, forbid the ever taking of life, and in the very next chapter, command the taking of life six times. It is interesting that in none of those other passages is the word ratzach used, because that is not murder. That was capital punishment, but it is not murder. It was commanded by God. And when we look at the entire context of Scripture, we see that if we go way back before Moses, all the way back to the second beginning of the human race, to that second progenitor of the human family, Noah, and we discover that when he emerged from that flood into a new world, that he brought with him three institutions. One was the promise that never again would the world be destroyed by a flood. The second was a commandment that he was to take and eat animal flesh, which had not been done before. And the third was this commandment, which was never given before Noah. And that was, "Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed." Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Now, it's interesting that there was no capital punishment prior to Moses. Excuse me, to Noah. And what was the result? We read that the entire world before the flood was filled with violence and the taking of life. But because human life is so valuable, and this is seen by the reason appended to that commandment given to Noah, which was, "For in the image of God made he man." That is why anyone who takes human life forfeits his own, because he is assaulting the very image of God. He is assaulting his creator when he takes the life of man. Someone left me a note as he was leaving the earlier service and said, "It is interesting that today we kill our babies and baby our killers." I one time spoke on the matter of abortion, and someone said to me afterward, "You believe in the sanctity of life?" I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Then I assume you are against capital punishment." I said, "No, I'm not." And he said, "Why not? You're not being consistent." I said, "No, sir, you are not being consistent. I believe in the sanctity of life, and it is simply because of the sanctity of life that man was made in the image of God that God declared, 'Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed.' Woe unto them who call good evil and evil good." And is it not strange that those who speak most loudly in favor of abortion and infanticide and euthanasia are the people that are usually most opposed to capital punishment. They are willing to kill the innocent, but they are not willing to kill the guilty. That is inconsistency.
How often have you been confronted by rhetorical arguments like the one Dr. Kennedy just dismantled, accusing Christians of being inconsistent for being anti-abortion and yet in favor of the death penalty? The radicals who support abortion in America never stop stirring their cauldron of deceitful legal, rhetorical, and public relations arguments. That's why understanding the truth and being able to defend it has never been more important for Christians and, quite frankly, for the future of our nation. That's why we published the booklet, Life and Inalienable Right, Biblical Reasons for Protecting the Sanctity of Life, by Dr. D. James Kennedy and Dr. Jerry Newcomb. And we would like to send it to you as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. America's founders understood that life was sacred and could only be deprived when someone had committed a heinous crime and had been given due process and a fair trial. But today's left wants nothing more than to sever us from our founding principles, and instead tells us those who commit heinous crimes should be rehabilitated, while innocent children should be put to death in their mother's womb, with their remains treated as some kind of biological flotsam and jetsam. Dear friends, this is the defining moral issue of our time. This is the issue that divides America philosophically and may lead to the disunion of pro-abortion states and pro-life states. And this booklet, Life and Inalienable Right, will equip you to understand and defend the biblical pro-life position. And if you are able to give a generous donation of $40 or more, we will send you this important booklet plus the brand new DVD, Celebrate Life, Pro-Life Champions Speak Out. In this exclusive DVD, available only from this ministry, you will get encouragement and inspiration from leaders in the pro-life movement who have changed laws and saved thousands of lives. You will also see the compelling stories of several women, including one who survived an attempt to abort her, yet today witnesses for Jesus Christ. There have been incredible advances on the pro-life front in recent years, and especially over the last 4 years. Be encouraged and inspired to stand for life by this powerful DVD program. We'll send you the booklet, Life and Inalienable Right, Biblical Reasons for Protecting the Sanctity of Life, by Dr. D. James Kennedy and Dr. Jerry Newcomb, as our thanks for your generous donation. And the booklet plus the special new DVD program, Celebrate Life, Pro-Life Champions Speak Out, as our thanks for your generous donation of $40 or more. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. One of the prime cultural strategies of the left is to manipulate language, specifically to take commonly understood terms and redefine them. That's why they plant their flag on calling men women and fought for decades to include same-sex pairings in the word marriage. One of the most recent manifestations of this deceitful tactic is their attempt to redefine the term pro-life. during the 2020 election season, an increasing number of pro-abortionists claimed themselves to be pro-life because, they said, they care about life beyond the womb and their desire to provide government programs to people and open the borders of America constitute true concern for life. But just as when they insist on calling the Olympic decathlete, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, a woman, they managed to get this exactly wrong. First, one can only question the sanity of those who argue that part of being pro-life entails the murder of the most vulnerable lives among us. To call this being pro-life is to show a wavering grasp on reality. Second, no one, even with a modest cranial capacity, can deny that abortion has become the holy grail of leftist political and philosophical thinking. Let's be clear about all of this. At its foundational level, to be pro-life is to be anti-abortion. We want to preserve those lives made in the image of God. In what Orwellian universe is it pro-life to ensure clean air and water, for example, yet never let the unborn babies to breathe and to drink? Third, the left's fraudulent pro-life rhetoric is falsified daily by true pro-lifers. Not only are pro-lifers in favor of allowing babies to be born, they are the greatest supporters by far of human life at all stages of development. And they put their money where their mouths are, something the left seldom does. Christians are more than twice as likely as all other groups to adopt children. And people who go to church nearly every week give away nearly 3.5 times as much of their money as those who rarely or never go at all. While embarrassingly miserly with its own money, the left promises to use yours for counterfeit pro-life programs. Sadly, millions of unborn babies have not survived the Planned Parenthood gauntlet to see the light of day, let alone to benefit from the left's phony and deadly pro-life charade. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for being with us. And here's a look at the next truths that transform.
George Soros's ideology is predicated on the same hard left causes that you see in Marxist activists. It's fundamentally anti-American because it's fundamentally anti-Borders.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.